Well, Will, you could say yes, because see, before I left to go to Thailand, when I was stationed here before, we used to follow the Braves game, you know, and go down there, and my wife finally got converted into baseball, right? So if I watched it so much on television and listened to it on the radio, and then I was a Braves fan long when they was out in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
But he finally fell in love with Hank Aaron. I suppose that's how I used to tease it. Yeah. We'd go down to Atlanta and watch the baseball game, you know. And while sometimes we would go down there and stay overnight and take in other things for the kids to get a chance to more or less attend various little things. Because after we, you know, when we was overseas, the kids had a different social life than here in the States. So I used to try to offset the so drab, repetitious type life that they had here and take them down to Atlanta,
Savannah,
Columbia, or something like that, or, you know, over the weekend or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Or we'd go up to Clark here and stay overnight. We try, you know, try to compensate for not being able to take them overseas where they wanted to go. they wanted to go back overseas.
Uh-huh.
But in the last I've been back almost a year now. I have been back. I will be back a year come July from Thailand. I've been to Atlanta once. Naturally, I got here and the kids wanted to take me down there because they had got something else down there. I knew, what was it? I forgot what it was. Something they added on to the Six Flags that my girls wanted me to see, because they had gone down there with one of their schools. They were so often, you know, they had little school outings that would go to Atlanta. And they wanted me to go, and I hadn't been anywhere with them since I came back, and I had been away from almost a year, so we went to Atlanta. And they each have been to Atlanta since then. They go to Atlanta quite a bit. But my kids got a chance to travel quite a bit. They used to run up to Boston.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they'd go up to Boston and stay over the summer week. During the summer, a couple, three times they've done that.
This question is a little bit different from the one that I gave you. The one that one was just connected with words. This one's all kinds of things, but it's also words, too. The rooms of the house, this room here, what did it call that? What would you call that room?
Well, my wife is telling me that's her living room. That's what she refers to, that part. You can see there's much living going on there. So that's pretty much the standard.
When you were a kid, what was the house like that you grew up in when you were a kid?
Well, it was roomy enough, I suppose. Because it was a lot different than the homes now. It didn't have all of the, you know, the facilities that homes have now, but it was broken down pretty good. And there was wooden buildings. They had, you know, they had the little, well, first that they come up on the porch. You know, all of the homes that I lived in always had a porch. And I associate, I guess, I got a porch now too. And they had a fireplace, which was something I liked too when I was growing up. And they have a parlor, you know, that I would imagine this room here would be considered the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
That was where you take your company.
Uh-huh.
That's what my grandmother used to always call it, because I lived most of the time with my grandparents in the parlor.
Uh-huh.
That was where kids weren't allowed to go in and do too much roaming around, because that was the company, you know, that's where your company sit out in. The grown folks sit out and discuss important matters of whatever's going on when they come visiting.
Mm-hmm.
They had regular little